Coming up next, please welcome Jesus Monroy.
Oh, damn.
Hi. So I was originally going to tell the first story, the first time I went to Mexico, but Rachel's story reminded me of when I went to Costa Rica, which the instructor was Laura, who was the one who Kevin reached out to, and I'm going to tell some things that happened on that trip that she doesn't know about and that could have that she really shouldn't know about. But last year, my junior year, I took a class that surrounded around environment and sustainability in Costa Rica. So we learned about like different ways Costa Rica has been innovative in the ways they're keeping their country green. And the really cool thing about this class, like in spring, you get to go and like you get to go experience like what it is to be sustainable and like see all these different kinds of farms and agriculture and natural like preservatories. So we go. I'm super stoked. I'm like, I've never been outside of like the Mexico region, and this is gonna be cool. So we go on the plane. I'm excited as hell. When we get off, I lose my phone automatically day one. I'm just like, this is gonna be a trip. This is exciting. We land in San Jose, which is like the capital of Costa Rica. I believe it's beautiful there. We saw some b-boys dancing. We entered like b-boys, and like we entered this like maze of what would be considered like just like double decker stores. Like it kind of felt like you can like get on a ladder and like there's just another store above another store. It was really rad. And the first day was really fun. We settled in. The next morning, we settle into our bus and get ready to go to Cojuita, which is on, like, the Gulf. We get there, and our tour guide takes us to the shore and gives us our safety debrief. And we're just like, all right, cool, cool, cool. He's just like, you know, like, while you're here, you know, don't touch anything you don't want to. We're going to tell you if the water's okay to drink or not. Please don't flush like toiletries down the toilet. Don't drown. You know, like, just be responsible adults. One of those, things on the list is going to be very key in the story. So afterwards, obviously we're on the beach and like everyone was just like, let's go to the beach. Let's have fun with the locals. We're like, all right, cool, cool, cool. So we go, it's around maybe 5 or 6 PM. We're having the time of our lives. We're like, it's just like, you know, fun, generic, like spring break, what you would see on MTV. And as we're like going into like the ocean, like I'm noticing, I'm like, it's kind of getting hard to get onto the ground here. And like the moment that happened, I was like, all right, I'm going to start like getting to shore. And like I'm swimming back and I realize, okay, oh shit. All right. Like I can't get back to shore. Like I got caught by a riptide. And I was I was with 10 other kids. I was the one closest to the shore. Also, I am not the tallest one. So I was just like, oh shit, okay. I like get a sense of dread and I look around everybody else and they all kind of got clued in. They're like, oh, we're fucked. And we were just like, all right. So everyone was just like trying like as hard as they can to get back onto the shore. And to very failed attempts to like until like lifeguards came, I was able to somehow like get pushed by someone else onto like this rocky part of the riptide that like I was able to submerge myself and climb on the ground to get to like the surface. And I was just like, Jesus. And I go back to the shore. Everybody's back out, like, traumatized. And I have a friend named Heidi who's amazing. She's my best friend, like, since she was little. Totally oblivious that we were just drowning. Like, did not register to her that us, like, dying was, like a not good time. And so she's taking pictures of us, like, look at me on the beach with my friends, like, a group shot. And we're just like, we just all drowned. And she's like, oh, shit, so should I delete these photos? And we were just like, yeah, that might be, like, a fun thing. And so, like, everybody gets out, like, we huddle up, we're like, all right, we can't tell the instructors that we just almost died, like, the moment, like, the an hour, like, not even an hour after we were just told not to die. So we go back to our room, and me and my roommate, like, look at each other, like, we almost died. And we're like, yeah, like, that's dope. We went to bed, we woke up, we went out, and we were just like, and there was a group test that was like, we almost died, let's go drink. And we were just like, and I was like, yeah, I just got a new lease on life. Like, we all did. Like, we all got a second chance. Like, I was just like, let's break my sobriety and, like, let's go drink. And it was fun. The bars in Costa Rica are cool. They love Costa Rica. They also love grapefruit. I had a lot of grapefruit beer, which was delicious. And towards the end, it was just really fun because after that, kind of broke the ice. For the first entire part of the class, no one spoke to each other. But after, like, almost all dying, we were just like, yeah, we're cool. Like, yeah, all right, that's cool. So the rest of the trip was really fun. The next morning was the funnest part of the trip. We went snorkeling. And I was the only person who was just like, I have an anxiety disorder, first of all. I am the human depiction of non-treated mental illness. I was like, I'm not submerging myself into water again. But everybody else was just like, yeah, let's go back. Let's just be rebels. And I was just like, we almost died yesterday. Mortality is so alive in our bodies. And like, it's because we hadn't told Laura or the instructor, they were just like, why don't you want to get in the water? And I'm just like, I'm just, you know, sick. You know, I'm not feeling too well. And towards the end, I think Laura kind of got clued in that we almost died, but we were just like, we're never going to tell her until now. I'm so sorry. You were my former employer. Please. And you're writing my grad school letter, so. So I love you. Thank you. And I'll babysit Sanan whenever you want.
Thank you. Jesus Monroy. I have learned something really important, which is that water is dangerous and you should never go in it, play around it. Just don't mess with it. Don't even drink it. Only drink pop and beer. And don't do any. And drink concrete walls as well. Yeah.